No more tears, my heart is dry. I don't laugh and I don't cry. I don't think about you all the time, but when I do, wonder why. You had to go out of my door and leave just like you did before. I know I said that I was sure, but rich man can't imagine.
I don't really know how to describe my style, but maybe through the main influences, it might be that my style is a mixture of everything that I like. So I would say Dylan and Leonard Cohen and Tom Waits, these kind of singer-songwriters that write their own music and words, and they're poets in a sense. I mean, that's what I really aspire to be. But I'm also influenced by a lot of kind of jazzier female vocalists like Nina Simone or Billie Holiday or Ella Fitzgerald. And I'm also influenced by a lot of old blues like Johnny Hooker and Muddy Waters. And I'm influenced by kind of more modern music like Radiohead or things like that. So it might be, and I'm influenced by rock from the 60s and 70s like Zeppelin or Hendrix or The Doors or Janis Joplin. So maybe it is some weird hybrid combination of everything. I'm not a big believer in choosing in life in general, so I don't see why I have to choose a specific genre of music.
Oh, baby, we'll be old and think of all the stories that we could have told. So one day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think of all the stories.
Animation and filmmaking just took so long, from an initial feeling, idea, thought, into translating that to a structured outlet of that emotion, you know? And that's what art is for me. It's just an outlet, a tool, a language for me to express that emotion for myself. And then it becomes something for others. But music, it started when a girl broke my heart and I left my job. And I had this shitty period of my life where nothing worked at all. And I just drowned and drowned and drowned, and I needed some sort of to grab onto something, and I found music as a source of immediate outlet. I could take a guitar or a piano or whatever, and even without really knowing how to play, I knew like four or five chords, I could just scream my lungs out, and there was that emotion, you know, physically being translated through my stomach and lungs and throat and tongue and lips out into airwaves, you know, and it was amazing to see and feel and hear something that was locked inside coming to life.
Doing all the things they do, they never really think it through, like I can never think it true. Here I go again, the blame, the guilt, the pain, the hurt, the shame, the founding fathers of our plane. That's stuck in heavy clouds of rain. One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think of all the stories.
When I left the Mojos, I did Different Pulses, which was an attempt to define my own sound. Because I left the Mojos, which was kind of a hybrid between working as a solo artist but with a band, and so they brought a lot of influences, and we were very generic in the music that we did together. And when I left them, I really needed to define myself through sonically, you know? And I did this whole thing with defining the drum sounds and choosing to have, instead of a bass guitar, these synth sounds, and trying to do this kind of new age folk sound. And it was very important for me. And Gold Shadow was, I guess, the opposite. I didn't give a shit anymore. I understood that what defines me as an artist is that lack of definition, is that lack of choosing a confined genre of music. And I like that. And so Gold Shadow is just an attempt to write good songs lyrically and melodically. And that's all that I was interested in. And it was the interesting thing about it is that it is a very conceptual album still, even though it's very generically mixed, because I was going through the second biggest breakup of my life after 6 years that I spent with the same girl that was with me through all my career, and she was a part of my career, and ironically and weirdly enough, she's still a part of it. She's still on stage with me. We went through this breakup during when I started writing this album, and it was my way of dealing with that breakup before I even had the guts to admit to myself that this is over. And so it is about the feeling that inherently in every start there's going to be an end, and that kind of thing that when you're 35 and you go through another breakup, it's like, what the fuck is the point of this? And it has that kind of feeling that, not again, I know these demons, I've seen them before, and I cannot seem to keep them away, and it's sad that way.
One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old. Think of all the stories that we could have told.